right, ladies and gentlemen.
We tried. I tried.
I told this fucking guy to get us a poster, and look what he brought me. Paper. Fucking paper.
Oh, boy.
I think his daughters took the Crayolas and made this thing or some shit. It's got fucking watermarks on it, man. Anyway. You scrub for that. Put that with Couture's funerals.
There you go.
Scraps.
Put it behind. Come on.
What? It's not even straight.
Alright.
Put it as straight as you are, Brady.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Alright. Well, shout out to our comments.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Shout out to the man that doesn't like the slurpy sound of people drinking coffee.
I don't think I actually slurp that bad. I try to, like, to make it, like...
The show must go on.
Yeah. That's a big...
Oh, my apologies. Sorry, man. I was trying to get the end of the coffee there. My bad.
And Marshall would like to say thanks and shout out to the man who loves him.
Nope. No shout out to you. Keep watching, though. Appreciate you. Thanks, man. Can't shout you out. Can't shout you out.
Oh.
We do appreciate you, though.
All right. Shout out to Hakeem. No, I'm just kidding. That's me. But yeah, let's get to it. We have a lot of... you just give me that look again.
Jesus Christ. We got a couple topics. What do you got?
All right.
Let's start off with the retirements, man.
All right. Let's talk about GSP's retirement. We got a... great career, I guess to say. He's probably one of the best.
The greatest welterweight of all time, yes or no?
Yeah, right now.
The greatest Canadian mixed martial artist of all time, yes or no?
Yeah.
Tyron Woodley or GSP?
GSP in his prime would kill him.
GSP is in his prime, so we can't say that.
Right now?
100%. No. He's the same age as Tyron Woodley.
That doesn't mean he's on his prime. Shit, I'm slurping. Okay, we're back. No.
Not the only thing you slurp, you fucking...
If you had a GSP that, like, fought John Finch, you'd destroy Woodley.
I don't know, man. I think Woodley, his last five fights, whatever it is just, look, ridiculous. Like,
except against Maya.
He had a torn labrum in his shoulder.
And Stephen Thompson was,
That was knocked out Stephen Thompson.
The first fight was good. The first fight was amazing.
Yeah, it was
amazing. I thought Stephen won, but...
My opinion, based on body of work, GSP is the greatest welterweight of all time. But not the greatest mixed martial artist of all time.
I think he's second.
The thing, he has an argument. Because he doesn't have any steroid allegations against him, like Anderson Silva and John Jones, there's an argument for him to be the greatest of all time.
Yeah. He's just a smart fighter. That's the thing, right?
And he beat everyone he ever faced.
Yeah.
He's not a man that went in the octagon against him, but he lost it. He lost to Matt Serra, and he lost to Matt Hughes, and guess what?
And we know that was a close fight with Johnny Hendricks, but he was... How many picograms was Johnny Hendricks on?
All of the picograms.
Oh, my God.
He outpointed Johnny Hendricks.
Absolutely.
He took more damage. As Reese would say, GSP won the fight. I mean, won a competition. Johnny Hendricks won the fight.
Yeah.
He did way more damage.
Way more.
With less strikes.
But
yeah.
Some people swell up more than others.
It's true. Like, GSP marks up a lot. He does.
Absolutely. The guy's
been marked his face up quite a bit too.
Freaking Condit destroyed his face. Like, look, if you mark up, it's not really their fault. It's like Frankie Yeager always says, but he knows when he fights.
I was looking at it, GSP's resume. It's very impressive, first of all.
He's been three generations of people.
No, who's the third generation? Bisping is not. He's in Bisping's generation.
The Johnny Hendricks was the start of the new welterweights.
He's like the same age as GSP.
I don't think age matters, though.
What do you mean?
Like, you get, like, the Matt Serras and the Matt Hughes with the first era.
Okay, Matt Serra's older than him, so.
I don't think, like, you're saying with prime even, too. Like, I think it's when you're ever, you might be 29, you might get knocked out a whole bunch. Doesn't mean, like, some people hit their primes
different times, that's for sure, yeah.
Like, I don't
true.
Think it matters with age. It's like, look at Fabricio Verdum at 35, he was sucked, and then he won a title at 39.
Canelo knocking out grown men
so
at 14 years old.
I think people hit their prime differently. So.
That's true. But I think GSP's still in his prime. I think he's in his physical prime still.
I don't think he's mentally there, though.
He's definitely not. No, he's definitely not mentally there.
So, he's not in his prime if he's not mentally there.
He should retire. If he doesn't have if he doesn't want to fight, he shouldn't fight. You're going to get hurt. Especially if you go in there to fight Tyron Woodley, Khabib.
I don't think Khabib could hurt him.
A Khabib that's motivated against a GSP that's not motivated, Khabib smashes him. The GSP that fought Bisping would destroy
Khabib.
But
who's the overall better fighter?
GSP.
Oh, yeah.
That's not what I'm saying. That's
a bad sound.
I'm not talking about right now today who would win the fight. If it's GSP coming to fight, I'm going to take GSP. But if he retired, so he obviously doesn't have it mentally there, so I'm taking Khabib. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. He's a lot bigger than Khabib.
He's a lot bigger. It'd be tough for him to get down 155.
I don't. He already did it.
When?
He did a cut to it. That's why he was in negotiations or whatever the word is.
Negotiations.
Yes, that's the word. Sorry. God damn. I need to go back to kindergarten.
The amount of times I have to correct you on this fucking show.
Oh my gosh. No slurping. Episode 5. Slurping and coughing.
That fucking hurt.
But, GSP... Fuck, I'm having a brain fart right now. This is horrible.
He's a legend. It's gonna be sad. I was sad to see him go. He's Canadian.
That being said, he retired.
On top?
He retired a long time ago, though. He just came back for one gimme fight.
That's a good point.
Well, wasn't a gimme fight? I don't know.
Well, a gimme fight? No, Bisping was a real contender. What do you mean? He was a threat. Mm-hmm. He was a champ. Was not a gimme fight.
He knocked out Luke Rockhold.
In 10 days' notice. And the other retirement. The skyscraper.
That being said, it's not official yet.
It's not official?
No, he said he wouldn't mind retiring, but if there's offers on the table, like a fight that interests him, he'd take it.
Well, either way.
The guy has a lot of heart problems, though, and shit, so.
He's 7 feet tall. I mean, the average lifespan of a 7-footer is what? Like, it's a lot less than a normal size human being.
Yeah.
So, if you retire, it's not a bad time to retire. He won this.
He had a good career. Like, he didn't beat the best people, but he beat.
He was like Stipe.
He was a name on people's resume.
He knocked out Stipe.
Look at the time.
Stipe, he knocked you out. Don't forget it.
That was a different time period.
100%, but it's a win. It's just like...
Yeah, you're going to look at it. He does have some decent wins overall, but like he's not... He also had a great highlight of being knocked out, which we got to appreciate him for.
Man, knocking out a 7-footer just looks nice because how far he falls from.
Or Jesus, who knocked him out the right hand? Oh, the Roy Nelson.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Over the hand right, and then you see him fall back. But shout out to Stefan Struve.
Shout out to George St. Pierre. Shout out to retired fighters. If you retire, stay retired. Don't come back. Don't pull a Vitor Belfort. Don't pull
Wanderlei Silva.
Floyd Mayweather. Don't pull Sugar Ray Leonard. Just stay retired.
It never goes good after you retire.
It never goes well. You're either going to end up fighting Tenshin in Japan.
Or you'll look like James Toney.
We're getting
fighting Randy Couture.
We're getting James Toney. We don't need to see that.
Poor James Toney. Whatever happened to that man?
He's punchy, man. He had like 100 fights or something.
Oh. How do you go from a middleweight to one a big heavyweight? A big heavyweight.
A big heavyweight.
God.
Okay. What's next? Show the camera that. Look at what this guy said. He texted me this last night.
Shout out to this dude.
Pee Wee Herman's.
Actually, it kind of looks like Jordan.
Jordan.
It's getting blurred out.
It's a good thing it's not showing. It's like Willy Wonka's like house.
Let's
house
see if we get this
sex slave. It's like some little 3-foot dude that just is butt-ass naked. It's not going to show. It's all good. It's unfortunate.
Shit.
Jesus, don't ever send me some shit like that again, Brady.
If you want the picture, comment. I'll send it to you.
Don't do it. It's not good for you. It's not good for your health. It will ruin your day.
But we waste a lot of time here. Let's get to the next topic.
Yeah, what do we got?
Let's go to... Do you want to talk about these fights? You want to start off with the Eubank?
Can you please say one of their names properly? Please! Shout out to proper enunciation of words and names. Chris Eubank Jr. fought James DeGale. And last week... Oh, shit. Last week in our prediction, we took DeGale. He's a 2-time former super middleweight champion, former gold medalist in the Beijing 2008 Olympics. And Eubanks lost every time he stepped up, but DeGale lost a step. He was tough to watch. I watched the fight. I think DeGale went down 3 times. I think over the 12 rounds, took some hard shots, body shots, head shots. His jab wasn't there. His lateral movement wasn't there. Like, I'm not one that's gonna sit here and talk about retirement for somebody. You know that's not my style. He was talking about retirement after the fight. He's like, maybe if I hang it up here, it wouldn't be a bad idea. I'm going to agree, man. If you can't beat Chris Eubank, unless Eubank's, like, elevated himself up, which he did look good, then it's time to go. He looked really good.
He's a world champion now.
No, he's got... So, like, there's the 4 main belts. There's the WBO, the WBA,
the IBF,
and WBC. And then there's this fifth belt that's kind of like fringe kind of a belt. It's called the IBO. It's like decent. If you have it, it's like, okay, you're in the mix, but you're not one of the...
International Boxing Organization?
Exactly. That's not like an main
belt. Is it international?
Yeah. Joshua has that belt. He has the IBO.
But he has every belt.
But he has all the belts, yeah.
Except WBC.
Yeah.
WBC is the number one.
WBC is the highest rated regarded belt, but the champion that has the ring belt is usually universally declared the champ of the division, which most divisions don't have a ring belt because there's so many champions.
Now, let's talk about this for a second. I've always been a little confused.
Okay.
I was going through lists of boxing belts, and then there's also like the international golden.
Those are ranking belts. So it's like North American, WBO North American champion is like the highest ranked fighter in the North American region for the WBO rankings.
So it isn't really a belt.
It's not a belt. It's just like it's putting him, it's moving his rank up in that organization. So
but they give him a belt for that though?
Yeah, it's just like a trophy.
It's still a 12 round fight.
Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. Depends who the fight is.
But there's also like UK belt and...
Yeah, so there'd be like every region has one, like the Oceanic one. But yeah, Eubank looked good. I would like to see him fight one of the champions at that weight division and see what he gets. He's talking about fighting Billy Joe Saunders.
Ooh.
He already lost to Billy Joe, so I don't know. He just got a new trainer. This is his first fight with his trainer. He hasn't had a trainer his whole career. I don't know. I'm open to seeing it. He's only 29 years old. He's got a chance to do something. He looked really good.
Mm-hmm.
So the Coleman event, that was another solid fight. It was Joe Joyce. Did you check any of these fights out?
No, for boxing.
No? Joe Joyce fought Bermain Severin. Remember Bermain Severin?
Oh, I did see that. Yes. He got knocked out. Bermain looked fat.
Jesus, he made a 278.
Yeah, I did see that.
Dude's my height. 278 pounds? My God.
Yeah, the titties.
For you that don't know, Bermain Severin is the dude that Deontay Wilder wiped the floor of to get his title, to get his championship. Remember that?
Well, it was a decision.
He beat him a decision first.
And then it showed how good Deontay got while he got shittier. Mm-hmm. And he got destroyed in their second fight.
Yeah. But Joe Joyce does not look great. He didn't look good. The way he's... when you see a boxer like with a good jab, throwing their jab, you want to see it fluid. You want to see it just kind of snap out there.
Joshua,
Wilder, Fury, they all have good jabs. Joe Joyce was like... His hand was like clenched. It was like... pushing it. Like, it wasn't, like, snapping. It was just, like, this pushing motion. It was like, man, your mechanics are all wrong. You do that shit against a top-tier heavyweight, I think you get knocked out. But Mason for him with the right hand in the first round, that if that was Joshua, that was Wilder, you're getting canned.
Yeah.
We're going to be looking for your chin. You're getting Alistair Overeem. No one knows who you are anymore.
Nagano'd.
So don't feed this guy to a top contender. I know he's talking a big game. He's talking all this mess. But if you want your boy to
give him Luis Ortiz if he wins.
Gets knocked out by Ortiz quickly.
Yeah, that's bad. Ortiz is getting old, though.
He is. We'll see more this weekend with Ortiz.
Find another guy who's really not. There's, like, besides the three heavyweights, though, who is there?
Dillian White and Luis Ortiz. And Alexander Usyk coming up from Cruiserweight.
I'm excited for Usyk and...
It's gonna be a sick fight.
Yeah, I got
Pavekin. Russia versus Yuka. You got Pavekin?
I do.
Oh man.
He's a big heavyweight.
He's 6'2, he's thick, but he's not like super tall.
It's I don't know, we'll see. Next we're gonna go for some announced fights this week. We got some which you know what I find kinda weird. It's great fights, great announced fights, but I find it weird that there's two interim titles on a pay-per-view.
I find it weird that they're who they picked for the interim lightweight title. That
it's
was strange.
I don't get how they could add, and like I get it, Holloway's champ, he's coming up, but like how can you add a random person from a different division, even though he is champion, when there's so many contenders in lightweight division?
It
doesn't make sense. I don't think it's fair.
It's fair if he's a late minute replacement to save a card.
Yeah,
that's what it makes sense. When he was gonna fight Khabib back in Brooklyn, when the Conor McGregor incident went down,
mm-hmm.
Doesn't make sense when you have Dustin Poirier and Tony Ferguson, who've been killing everybody in the division, and they just keep just throwing them aside, like, oh yeah, you'll get your shot. Like, when they're 40? Like, when are they going to get the shot?
Tony's not that young.
He's 34 or 35, right?
37.
He's 37?
Yeah.
No, he's not 37.
Yeah, look it up.
I don't have my phone, Brady.
Yeah. Next week, we got a new camera set up, so this...
I'll have my...
The focus is just terrible on this. We're sorry.
Bixby hates my face.
I think the Samsung camera, underrated, or overrated.
You have a Samsung camera too.
And it sucks. Okay, let's check out Tony Ferguson. I think he's 36 or 37. He's
35.
So he's not getting any younger. He's talking about going to featherweight. He's 35, you're right. He just turned 35, but still.
He's talking about Luke going down a division?
Yeah, to 145. He said if Holloway's going up, I might as well fight. He'd give you an intern title down there. Would he make that weight?
I don't know, but he would destroy everybody in the division.
The problem is, like, I get Poirier's good. I get Max Holloway's good.
Not forget, Poirier already beat Max Holloway.
Yeah, by a 20-year-old. But
it's on his resume.
I know, I get that, but
Kevin Lee lost twice to La Quinta. Francis Gano beat Curtis Blades twice. Like, what are we going to be like,
but are we going to look at, if we look at that, you can go, Chuck Liddell lost his first fight with Randy. There's trilogies for a reason. Sometimes it goes the other way.
Yeah, but usually there's a trilogy if they split the first two, though.
But, Connor and Nate, like, come on. Poirier's, I don't think he'll beat him, honestly. But I think he's not as orthodox. I think Poirier's gotten in too much of his hands, and he's forgotten that he has a great ground game, and he never goes
for I haven't gone too deep into my breakdown of this fight yet, so I haven't really decided to pick a winner.
But we'll get to it when it comes
up. Yeah, we'll get to it when it comes up.
It's next month, God knows. Anyway, it's going to be a good fight. Tony Ferguson, to me, he's still the greatest lightweight right now.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
I think he's arguably, he's durable.
Yep.
The way he, if you ever see Tony, he always has slow starts, but the way he fights, if he ever gets taken down by Khabib, he's really great off his back. Like, he keeps moving.
Mm-hmm.
He does not stay still.
I don't think he would get knocked out off the mat, off his back. His submission game's
he'd probably submit Khabib. I think Khabib would turn the wrong way, he'd slip around, rear naked choke.
At the very least, he would survive to get back to the feet where he has a huge advantage over Khabib.
He's durable.
Look what Pettis did. Pettis beat the living shit out of him, and then he ended up finishing the next round when they got back to the feet.
Absolutely. All right, we got a lot to talk about still, though, but what I'm excited... Well, let's talk about this past week's fights for UFC, and then we'll talk about 235.
I didn't watch any of it.
No?
I caught the highlights of the Santos fight, which I told you was going to happen the way I called
it. Did you see the knockout?
It was ruthless.
Woo! Yeah. Boom!
Thiago Santos is a monster.
And he knocked out Anthony Smith.
With a kick to the liver.
Last year.
Yeah.
So he can do some damage at it. He looks thick.
He's a big boy.
What's it called?
205? What are you doing, Brady?
Going through all the fight cards. There's just so many.
Brady, there was two fights in the card, if that.
There was... Don't forget Liz Carmouche.
Hurry up, Brady. Let's go.
All right. We got Carmouche versus... Well, who cares about Carmouche won? She was Rousey's first opponent. Holy crap. There really was no good fights on this card.
You see why I didn't watch this card?
I was a little upset Rustam Khabibov lost.
Be better, UFC.
Shit. This ain't even worth talking about.
Stefan Struve did what?
He submitted and retired, supposedly, but... John Dodson lost.
Who did he beat? Give a shout out to the guy that lost.
Marcos Lima.
Okay. She submitted him.
Who was a middleweight. He went up to heavyweight.
Wow. Okay.
So imagine a 7-footer and a middleweight.
Jesus, wow.
So we got Peter Yan beating John Dodson, which was the only fight he cared about. It sucked.
John Dodson lost.
He's looking bad, though.
That little Jufro he's got going on.
Did you see the ponytail and shit?
No.
Holy.
And then the main event.
Tiagos versus John Blachowicz. I actually like Blachowicz. I thought Blachowicz was going to grind him out and...
I called Santos by stoppage.
He got teed off.
And it was kind of slow up until the stoppage.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
It was just tagging back.
Yeah. Small.
Anyway, big fight card this week. Huge fight card.
Big card this weekend. Huge card this weekend.
Actually, buying this card this week.
Who do we got on this card?
We got let's start from the prelims. For the first time, we're going from the prelims.
Ooh, UFC 236,
ooh,
right?
Stepping up. We got, all four of them are pretty good, too. We got, starting the card at 8 o'clock, we got Diego Sanchez versus Mickey Gall.
Okay, Mickey Gall will beat him.
You think so? Yeah. Rear naked choke?
No, I think he'll knock him out, to be honest.
Knock out.
Yeah, Diego Sanchez has been knocked out.
No, Mickey Gall's never had knocked out.
Yeah, but Diego Sanchez is there to get knocked out.
We'll see. I got Diego by decision.
Okay.
Misha Cirkovic versus Johnny Walker.
It's Misha Cirkunov. He's fucking Canadian. Get his name right, man. Jesus, holy fuck. Fights on Extreme Couture Toronto.
Shit. Johnny Walker's putting him to sleep either way.
Johnny Walker's gonna tune him up probably, but I don't know. I hope Cirkunov wins.
He's going to be the next big thing.
Didn't Serkanov fight Teixeira?
He got knocked out.
Did he?
Yeah, bad. He's coming off a win over Patrick Cummins.
Oh, we got lots of Volkanovs, Demir.
Yeah.
Glover Teixeira. And he beat Patrick Cummins. Okay, so yeah, Serkanov's probably going to get knocked out.
Bad.
By Johnny Walker.
He's supposed to be the next
unfortunately
contender. Him and Dominic Reyes are actually making noises at light heavyweight, which we need.
Thiago Santos is making noise at light heavyweight.
It's true.
We need Johnny Walker to get fucking sponsored by Johnny Walker Scotch and just come out to with a big ass fucking bottle and just throw it in the crowd at some lucky fan. Or just start pouring shots in girls' mouths on the way down to the ring.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Out of this whole card, though, the next fight is, I'm praying to the MMA gods, Jeremy Stephens knocks a beat out.
That's a sick fight. That's on that card, too?
That's the prelims.
Woo! Shit, that's a sick fight. Zabit is more fluid. He's got more tools in his stand-up game. But if Jeremy Stephens touches him on the chin, he's knocking the beard clean off. He's taking his fucking Dagestani beard and deporting it. It's
absolutely
gone.
This is a tough fight for Zabit.
It's a tough fight for both of them. That's a sick fight. I'm going to take the upset. Give me Jeremy Stephens.
I'm going upset, too. Jeremy Stephens' decision.
Second round knockout, Jeremy Stephens.
I think he's stronger.
Definitely stronger.
So, now to talk about the main card. We start off with former champion Cody Garbrandt versus Pedro Munhoz.
It'll be a solid fight.
Pedro might. I don't know.
Pedro's just too nice. He's just too nice of a guy.
Yeah, I know. They're like, talk shit.
Say something bad about this fucker. Oh, he's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
He's a pretty guy.
He's a very handsome dude. I still got Garbrandt by second round knockout, though.
Give me Garbrandt by unanimous decision.
Yeah. But Garbrandt has a horrible chin. We learned that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jordan's probably cringing right now. He's always like, you're stupid autofocus.
Well, that's, you know what? It is what it is. There's a process to this.
So, Jordan, we don't pay for talking lip.
You set up those damn videos, Jordan.
Yeah, you set up those videos. All right. Now. All right.
You know who we're talking to.
Don't be late. 5 o'clock. All right. Oh, shit.
You're going to get pissed. Anyways.
Tisha Torres versus Welly Zhang.
I like the Tiny Tornado Tisha.
I like the Tiny Tornado.
I don't even know who the fucking girl is she's fighting.
Welterweight. This is big. This could be the main event. I would pay for this fight as the main event. Ben Askren versus Robbie Lawler.
My heart wants the ruthless one, the savage from the American Top Team, the bald-headed ex-UFC welterweight champion. The man who says like three words and it's like that's some scary mother shit he just said right there. Robbie Lawler.
I got him to fight!
Fuck, man. I want him to win so bad. He's one of my favorite fighters.
Will he win?
I think Funky Ben Askren is just going to sit on him and fucking hump him for three rounds. And all this hype that Ben Askren has coming into the UFC is just going to be like...
That being said, it's hard to stop Lawler, so I don't think anyone expects...
No, he's not going to stop Lawler. But he's just going to fucking just lay on top of him. It's going to look like two kids playing in the playground, just kind of rolling around in the stones and shit. And we're like, listen.
See, what people don't know about this fight, though, is that Robbie Lawler has unreal takedown defense.
He does. Johnny Hendricks only got him down in the last round of their fights.
Like, not many people can get Lawler down. Rory McDonald couldn't get him down.
No.
Right? So if you...
Tyron didn't get him down, but he slept him, though, early in the fight.
Yeah,
in the
first round, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a rematch.
I don't think he could beat Tyron.
Robbie
Lawler's taking too much money. Pretty, what the fuck are you doing?
I mean, the Lawler, I think a Lawler from before would have gave a good fight.
I agree.
The Lawler that fought Johnny Hendricks in the first fight or second fight?
That'd
be
for
tough.
Sure. I think we're both the same. We think Ben Askren's going to win. We both want Robbie Lawler to win.
Yeah. I wouldn't say want. I kind of
want
to.
I like Askren. I don't want him to win, though.
I think first. I don't know. It's a tough first fight. We'll see if jitters get too good. The next fight, which. I don't know. This fight should be the main event. Woodley versus Kamaru.
What the fuck is... This is 3 weeks in a row corrected on the same fucking name.
Kamaru.
Enunciate. Slow it down.
Kamaru.
Kamaru?
Kamaru. The Nigerian princess.
Usman. It's the Nigerian nightmare.
Oh, it's... I thought it was princess.
Show him some respect.
Oh, shit.
He's gonna come in your f***ing nightmares and he's gonna f*** you.
He's gonna do some Freddy Krueger shit up in here.
He's gonna f*** you in your
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's what he's gonna do to you. You're going to enjoy it. Anyways.
Probably not.
Back to the fights.
All right. I was looking at this fight, and Usman does have a chance.
Please explain that to me.
the size.
Look
at the size advantage.
Okay.
Do you think he's stronger than Woodley?
No.
No?
No. Any other questions? Anything else you want to throw?
Nah, I'm just kidding. Woodley should destroy.
Wrestling?
Woodley. Cardio? Woodley.
Okay. Power?
Woodley.
Strength?
Woodley.
Explosiveness?
Woodley.
Experience?
Woodley.
Pedigree?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Win? Woodley. How? Knockout. When?
Probably second round.
Second round.
Woodley is a bad matchup for losing.
For everyone in the division. Whatever you do, he does better. It's hard.
When you look at welterweights right now, who do you think the future of it is?
Darren Till.
I was about to say Darren Till, too. I really respect Darren Till.
He's a beast. I told you, going into that Darren Till versus Woodley fight,
it's
love
more of a learning experience.
I love Darren Till. Woodley's my favorite welterweight. Woodley's my favorite fighter in the UFC. I love Woodley.
Which is rare to say.
Yeah. And I really like Darren Till. It's just unfortunate he had to come up against, if not the greatest welterweight champ of all time, the next best thing. He's right there, right behind.
It's kind of like, to me, that fight was like Canelo and Floyd.
Yeah, that's a good example.
Like, but the thing is, like, Darren...
26 years old or something like that?
Darren Till's really young.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a beast. And Usman was totally bashing Till. And I'm like,
what the fuck are you talking about? This guy's gonna destroy you if you ever fight him.
That's why I said Till would probably beat Usman.
He's gonna knock you the fuck out.
He's, yeah.
But we'll see. They'll fight one day. Either at middleweight or at welterweight, they'll fight.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I got Woodley, second round knockout. I think you got the same.
I think
and
Woodley
still, baby, and still.
I think Woodley has a chip on his shoulder lately. That's why he's going to push pressure and second round TKO.
Okay.
Main event, are you going with the upset? John Jones versus Anthony
he's
Smith.
Fucked. I called upset last time against John Jones. Look what happened to me. Alexander Gustin, you made me look like a fuck, all right? I put money on you, too.
We're talking about the GOAT, though.
Mr. Picogram Watch himself, the original Picogrammer.
But do you think it would be good for someone like Smith to be John Jones?
No. Some vanilla fuck with the name Anthony Smith. His name is Anthony Smith. Okay, how do you... No, you Google Anthony Smith, you get like 50 guys come up.
He's only been knocked out 8 times, though.
Oh. Oh. Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
He's going to make it 9. John Jones, second round knockout.
I think what you're going to see is he's going to really come swinging.
He has to. He has to win early. He can't go rounds with John Jones. He can't go rounds with John
Jones. Do you think he's the hardest hitter that John Jones has ever fought?
No. Vitor Belfort probably hits harder.
Really?
I'd say Vitor hits harder. He was a little smaller man. He's more explosive, for sure.
You think he's more explosive than Anthony Smith?
Yes.
Clover?
No, I'd say Anthony Smith probably hits harder than Clover. Rashad probably hits harder than fucking Anthony Smith.
Anthony Smith destroyed Rashad.
That's not...
Shogun probably...
On, come on, you... There's a time... That's not the Rashad that we're talking.
That's the thing, like, they're hyping him out, like, Anthony Smith has some good names at light heavyweight.
36-year-old Shogun.
Yeah, he gave Rashad his fifth loss.
Ugh.
Repeat that again. Fifth loss in a row. So it's not like he beat Rashad. He bought him at, like... He hit him, like, at 3 fights retirement. Mm. Like, so... And who else was his other win?
He beat... Shogun.
Vulcan. But...
That was a good win.
But he looked like crap.
Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't see the fight.
So he gassed out. He was literally, his hands were down shaking, and he got a lucky rear naked choke. He was losing the fight by the first 2 rounds, and then he got a lucky rear naked choke in the 3rd round.
Shit.
So Vulcan was winning that fight.
Damn. Did you know that Anthony Smith's light skin? Is that black?
Is he?
I thought he was white.
Rachel was watching it, and she thought he was half black.
Reese was telling me last time, like, no. We Googled it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's pretty easy to see who's going to win these fights. I don't find any of them very difficult to call.
There's got to be one upset at least. We'll see.
It's going to be the Robbie Lawler fight, if anything.
Or the Usman.
Yeah, maybe. All right, so we have what? We got one more topic, I think? Or two? One or two?
Two. We got the Lara and Ortiz predictions.
Who the fuck is Lara fighting, man? Where do they find these fucking guys, man? Okay. So, first of all, I'll go with the Ortiz one, because I know who he's fighting off the top of my head. He's fighting Christian Hamer, who's a perennial contender. He's always in the top 10, top 15. He's a tough dude. I think he's German or Belgian. Their flags look the same, so I can't ever fucking tell where he's from. But, we're talking about Luis King Kong Ortiz here, one of the baddest men on the planet.
A man who arguably was, he was destroying Wilder.
He was winning almost every round.
He was, what, the 12th round, too?
I think it was the 10th round.
Sad.
And he... If Wilder wasn't champion, that fight would have been stopped. That was bad. The round that Wilder was getting fucked up bad.
I haven't watched it for a while. I'm going to rewatch that fight. It was
ruthless. But shout out to Wilder for getting it done. But yeah, Luis Ortiz is a monster. If you don't know, look up with that fight. Watch that fight. Watch the Wilder versus Ortiz fight. Great fight. I'm going to take Ortiz late knockout.
I got Ortiz early knockout. Early round knockout. Three.
Round three. Give me Ortiz ninth round stop.
And he goes.
Every time. He does that.
I know.
And who's Lara fighting? Just look it up.
Brian Castro.
It's probably not his name, let's be honest, but he has no fucking names. But yeah, it doesn't really matter. We don't know who he is. He probably doesn't have a fucking Wikipedia page.
He's Swedish.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's getting not.
Or Argentinian.
He's getting unanimous decisions. There's any Lara will unanimous decision.
Yeah, Lara's pretty
he'll win every round.
He does get screwed out of decisions though, so you never know with him.
That's true.
Shout out to Lara.
Yeah,
second man to beat Canelo.
Okay. You're not going to let that go, are you?
If you guys are watching, go watch Canelo versus Lara and honestly tell me if Canelo lost that fight. Because he did.
It's close.
He landed like 30 shots to the body. That's it.
It was like
30 to 100.
I defend Canelo every day with you. I have to defend him every fucking day. The resume speaks for itself.
It's a pretty
that belt speaks
controversial
for
resume too. So
Lara's last fight against Jared Hurd was amazing. If you haven't watched any... Lara watched that fight. It was fight of the year last year, actually.
Pete Williams?
Wait, he fought Paul Williams.
Paul Williams.
Oh, shit, I forgot about that. That's a long ass time ago.
Yeah.
Shit.
Shout out, not. Sorry. Paul Williams has been.
He messaged us back last night, but I don't know what the fuck's up with this guy. We'll try to figure it out. Did I tell you? I mean, that Paul Williams' last fight before his injury was supposed to be in Canelo? That would have been a great fight.
It would have been good, yeah.
At that time, I would have taken Paul Williams to win.
Yeah, he would have won. But,
anything else?
No, but about the podcast, we got the most views for our last video. Doing a lot more promoting. We're going up in the world.
I think we finished off this morning. Last time I checked, 227 views for last week's episode, which is by far our best week ever.
Doubled.
Yeah.
So hopefully this goes up from here.
Keep liking, sharing, subscribing, please. If you share our video... on Twitter, Instagram, whatever, we'll appreciate it.
We'll give you a hug if you see you. We'll marshal up.
If you want a hug, I'll give you a hug, but you gotta ask.
Yeah, and this week's fights are gonna be good. Yeah.
Follow on us on Instagram, Twitter, and we just got a Facebook page, so there's gonna be different content on all of them.
And shout out to our buddy who does our editing, Jordan, or you could. Follow my what Jordan Hockey Talk
Dad Bod Johnson
on Instagram.
And we have a new segment coming out every Friday. It's gonna be called Bumper to Bumper Breakdowns with Reese. He's just gonna do, you know, if you know Reese, you know how it's gonna be. It's gonna be talking mess to the camera and giving us a little bit of entertainment on who's gonna win the fights. I think this weekend he's gonna do the Askren Lawler Woodley Usman.
Timothy Bitts.
Do
you remember we went to the drive-thru Reese's like, can I get some Timothy Bitts?
John Jones and Anthony Smith.
Jump on the counter, do a little shuffle.
Stop it. And then,
you remember that video?
I do remember that. And then I think he's going to do the Lara fight and the Luis Ortiz fight as well. So we'll have a lot more content coming your way. That'll probably be available on YouTube, I believe. But yeah, anything else you want to add to that?
Nope. Time for work.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.